رجعنا معكم من جديد مباشرة من معرض الكرم في الدورة الأولى من International Food Show Africa IFSA كما قلنا اللي يتبرمج من 20 ل 23 جوان هوني في معرض الكرم وما زلنا مواصلين مع ضيوفنا ضيفتنا الموالية جستمون باش نقعدوا في نيجيريا from Nigeria Mrs. Etienne Joy
yes.
Hello,
yes.
Welcome to Tunisia.
Thank
It's your first time here.
Yes, it is.
Between us.
Yes, it is.
So, can you introduce yourself, please, to our audience?
Okay, my name is Joy Etienne. I am from Alfredo Trading Company, mm-hmm. and I'm also a baker and a chef. So, what else do you want me to say? I came in for the food show,
yes.
you know, to find possible distributorship, partnership, and also, you know, things I can buy, machines, industrial machines. So those are the things that brought me, you know, to look around and see what we can get, yes.
For packaging, yes. So,
for packaging.
So you are here in Tunisia for the first time, but
yes.
have you already prospect with our companies here in Tunisia before coming?
No, actually, honestly, I didn't know a lot about Tunisia, but I knew that you produce a lot of things like olive oil, and you have a lot of fruit, and agriculture is one of the strongest points here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the opportunity came for me with the food show to come and look around and see what's on offer.
What product specifically you are prospecting for?
Well, I'm interested in the olive oil, of course, since I'm a chef. I'm interested in also the fruits. Like I saw some homemade strawberry, the compotes, the packaged ones.
Some jam.
I'm interested in, yes, the jams. I'm interested in herbs and spices. Your indigenous, because I saw the sun-dried.
Tunisian
yes,
spices.
The ones, the spices for pasta, for meat, grilling meat and mm-hmm. cooking meat and soups. So those were some of the spices I saw here. The sun-dried tomatoes.
Traditional Tunisian spices?
Well, a mix of your indigenous Tunisian ones. And then also just normal, you know, mm-hmm. herbs and spices, yes.
And that's for your local local food?
Well, not technically. You know, now there's a fusion. Mm-hmm. You always hear, like, we make...
We talk as a chef.
Yes, I'm talking as a chef. You know, now we mix African foods with a bit from every other country. So, like, now if I'm making a traditional African or Nigerian dish,
mm-hmm.
I would infuse Tunisian spices, fusion.
Okay,
that's what it is.
And you think that it will be original? It will be something new for the Nigerian customers?
To a huge extent, we won't say new, but variations in taste. You know, now everybody is becoming open to a lot of things, so it's nice. I mean, most times you hear when they say Mediterranean, Tunisia is part of the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
And having your spices, they're really, really nice for the salads. Like we'd have indigenous salads.
Okay.
And then we're using your spices. It would all help. It would be part of it.
For packaging, mm-hmm. you mentioned that we are looking for machines.
Yes.
That's because in Nigeria, the packaging process are not so developed, or it's just for your company?
Oh, it's just for my company. You know, sometimes you have to access where you can get the most affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable in first the cost of the equipment and then transporting it to Nigeria. In Nigeria, we have locally made machines too, industrialized ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen that also your packages here and some of like are really good. Honestly, some of the packagings I've seen for some of the like your yogurts and the fried foods, the chips and all that. I've seen that the packaging is really good. So I'm looking to see, you know, what I can get.
Okay. Now, and if we have established some relation with companies here in Tunisia, what kind of amount will you justement put in this trade?
Oh, the cost of the trade. It depends on what's on offer. If it's really, really expensive, I have to look at the overall cost. But we are looking, honestly, in thousands of dollars because that's...
Thousands?
Yes, in thousands of dollars.
Okay.
Because machines are not cheap. And then packaging and then the materials. Another thing is spare parts. We're hoping that something that there's longevity, mm-hmm. and we don't have to always come to Tunisia to say, send me parts, but also I can source for the parts mm-hmm. in Nigeria as well.
Okay, we are talking about import, but there is export even. So Nigerian products can be exported here in Tunisia. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes. I mean, like I said, when it comes to fusion, mm-hmm. you also have to send people to come to Nigeria and see what we have.
I have already.
Oh, so tell me, what have you seen?
Not me, but we have some...
we have corn, yes. for instance. You know, like I noticed, like your corn chips.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, for the chips and all that. Yes. We're thinking to import and export, you know, to build relationship. Yes, definitely. But me, for now, is more my company. And from the company, the larger extension.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mrs. Joy.
Etienne.
Thank you for coming.
Thank
and,
you.
Inch'Allah, plein de réussite, on va dire. شكراً ليك. أنا حبيت I will translate. In few moments, so تحكي على justement تواجدها هوني لأول مرة في تونس وتقول أنه بالنسبة لها هي جات تلوج على دي زوبورتونيتي بالنسبة لي لي ماشين الآلات اللي قاعدين نستعملوا فيهم هوني في تونس بالنسبة لتوسكي التغليف واللف هذا هو الباكاجينغ دونك تقول أنه لي باكاجينغ هوني في تونس كاليتي نتاعهم ياسر باهية وهذاك علاش حاولت أنها تشوف وخاصة الأسعار certainement ينجموا يكونوا تنافسيين بالنسبة لي لي ماشين هذوما حكيت زاد كيف كيف بيسكو هي طباخة دونك شيف كوزين هذاك علاش كيف كيف جات تشوف في دي زوبورتونيتي بالنسبة لتو سكي توابل وغيرهم ان مارشي اللي اسي كوميم جي في تونس ان مارشي اللي تنجم تقول تصير بيه اون فيوجن بين لا كوزين تونيزيان ولا كوزين نيجيريان هذا هو plus ou moins شنو اللي حكينا فيه شكرا ليك thanks
thank you thank you for having me
شكرا
انا مازال مواصلين she's very pretty
thank you مازال مواصلين معاكم احنا في الصالون مازلنا في استقبال ضيوفنا خليكم معنا حتى للخمسة متاع العشيه